From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I can absolutely promise you this is the safest radio studio in the land. That much I can promise you. Why? Because there's tons of guns in here. And I know how to use every single one of them. Every single one of them is loaded. Every single one, and by loaded, I mean chambered. Every single one of them. Chew on that. Chicken Little. Good heavens. All right. We're going to jump right in and rock and roll. I opened up the broadcast in the first hour of the program. Had you missed it, talking a little bit about my disappointment, of course, what's going on in Charlotte, and doing what I always do. Railing on the mainstream media, now working lockstep with America's leftist, progressive, Democrat, Socialist Party. You will not get any, you will not get objectivity there. You will get the leftist diatribe. You will get the leftist, progressive agenda. That's all you're going to get from them. They are open about it, out of the closet, pushing a leftist, progressive agenda. Free speech in America is vital. It's vital to this nation's survival. And free speech in all of its forms must be protected. Lest this show not exist. Lest the only speech you get is what they want you to hear. Now, that's what they're trying to do. And what they're doing right now in Charlottesville is using a small ragtag band of Yahoo rednecks and painting every single conservative American as such. That's what they're doing. That's the narrative they're pushing. And the Democrat Party leadership is all too happy to oblige that narrative. We are at a very dangerous place in America. And I'm going to go right now to A.W.R. Hawkins, who understands a little bit about the First Amendment right to free speech. And quite frankly, an employee of one of the left's biggest targets, Breitbart News. AWR, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you.
What do you think about that, bro? What do you think about that? Regardless of whatever the rhetoric is, free speech needs to be protected.
Right. No, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt that there is, as you said, there's a focused effort to label these white supremacists, quote unquote, as basically GOP mainstream,
right.
That's the Republican Party. And the joke is that the Ku Klux Klan was a Democrat movement. Jim Crow laws were put in place by Democrats. All these statues that Democrats are tearing down, Confederate statues, those are statues of Democrat heroes. And so, this doesn't stick very well with me as far as, it doesn't make an impact. But I can see how the low-information voter, if they hear it enough, they might be tricked. And so you have to counter it because, as you say, this gives them a segue to policing speech, policing expression, different things, and you just simply can't tolerate that.
No, we can't. What you do for a living, you depend on your First Amendment right to free speech. What I do for a living, I depend on the right to free speech. And, whether it's written word, whether it's spoken word, whether it's live at a rally, free speech in all of its forms has to be protected. It has to be protected. And by not protecting it, as you just said, and I it's exactly what I said. I'm going to go back to my notes over here from the opening program, from the opening of last hour. Our nation thrives only when free speech rights are protected. Today's leftist media outlets masquerading as news are now radically far left. What they are trying to do is shut down AWR voices with whom they disagree. And if they're able to do that, they're able to control everything you hear. And that's what their ultimate goal is. And that's why they're painting everybody with a broad brush. And that's why Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them, you will hear them decry the views of the white redneck Yahoo nationalists, whatever they call themselves, whatever the media is calling them down there. But you will never hear them call the media out for what we're talking about here because they want to keep it one-sided. As long as their hate speech is directed at conservatives, it's the media speech directed at conservatives. They're never going to call it out because they're all too happy to paint that narrative, aren't they?
Oh, exactly. So, yeah, there's not going to be – it won't be called out. This will turn into an effort that, as you've already said, there'll be an effort here to curtail free speech the way they do in universities. I mean, you know, I loved Texas Tech. That's where I went to school for my PhD. But Texas Tech had a marked area, literally, the free speech area. What? I mean, you've got an area that's free speech, but and as far-fetched as that seems, that's the kind of stuff that grows out of the leftist coverage of this event in Charlottesville, and that's what you've got to fight against.
Yeah, Second Amendment, you know, also on the ballot here, too. It didn't take long. I read a piece from you, in fact. I got an alert from you, and it was where I got the information today, but it did not take long for that just radical, and every day she opens her mouth in this fashion, it's, I'd like to say I want to scratch my head, but I don't anymore. Nothing that I see or hear from this person, I'm talking about Shannon Watts, shocks me at all, blaming the violence in Charlottesville on the National Rifle Association and Virginia's gun laws.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's just, well, she's sad. She's not a thinker. I don't know if she's capable of thought. She just parrots off the same talking points no matter what. It could be a NASCAR accident. It could be someone slips at Walmart and they bust their rear end. It could be that you're driving bumper cars and a fuse blows. No matter what happens, it's the NRA's fault or it's gun law's fault. And that's all she can say. And I don't think people are listening to her for that reason, but it's still a nuisance.
Yeah, it really nuisance is about what it is. It's kind of like a little bug. Don't want to give her too much publicity here, but it is astonishing. Well, it's not. Let me just leave it at that. You expect it from them. All right, let's go over to National Reciprocity. I get a lot of emails on this, and you're following this thing. You've got a piece up today. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, mum on National Reciprocity for concealed carry. There's some murmur and some rumbling, if you will, some tremors. AWR, that after the recess, we're going to start seeing some movement on this. Are you hearing anything negative, positive in that direction? What's going on?
I'm not hearing anything that I've put stock in. I'll just say that because I heard a lot of things after Alexandria, which was June 14th. That was 2 months ago. You remember? Oh, it's going to move now. We're going to move now. And, you know, Representative Thomas Massey put forward his bill. He's a great guy. I'm not knocking him at all. He put forward his bill. Richard Hudson had already put forward a bill, and I'm not knocking Richard Hudson at all. The leadership just seems like it has no interest in taking these things up. That's who I'm knocking, the leadership. And that's got to change. We elected Donald Trump for reasons. We wanted border security. We want our taxes cut. We want our Second Amendment protected. You can't blame Donald Trump for the fact that he hasn't signed National Reciprocity, because the Congress isn't giving it to him. And it just riles me to no end. We need Majority Leader McConnell and Speaker Ryan to snap out of it and get it done.
Snap out of it. Those are the operative three words. I see the rumblings now. Mitch McConnell, I made the comment on this program before it came up with Trump. I've talked about Mitch McConnell not being the face of the future of the Republican Party. We have to deal with him now. And I've used the football analogy. I remember years and years ago, back when I used to give a crap about the National Football League, which, by the way, Marshawn Lynch, I read that today, just affirms why I got rid of the NFL to begin with. Just sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of it. But another topic. See, you get sidetracked. But I used that old football analogy years and years ago, that you can't build a winning football team around an aging quarterback when they were debating whether or not they should get rid of Dan Marino. I was like, dude, you got to get rid of Marino because he's old. You got to move somebody else in and rebuild your football team. We cannot move forward, I don't think, in the U.S. Senate with Mitch McConnell. Those questions are now being asked. The heat's being turned up. And gun owners, every single one of you had better start paying attention to what's going on with Mitch McConnell and the conversation you're hearing with AWR Hawkins and myself, because it's Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan that are either going to make this happen or not. and you need to put the heat up on them. Remember, these are national positions. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan work for you in leadership positions, not just their own constituents. AWR, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I love it, but there are 24 happy ending stories. 24 times citizens have used guns to save lives in the last 6 weeks. You wrote about it just a couple days ago. If it's okay, I'll take you in that direction and then find out a little bit more about Kamala Harris, who is now talking about banning private ownership of quote-unquote assault weapons. And if we got time, and I don't know that we're going to, we'll talk a little bit about Dana Loesch back right after this with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. You know, I talk about Chicago with you each and every day on the radio program, don't I? So I wish I could say I was shocked to hear the Chicago Tribune report that 56 people were wounded, 11 of them fatally, over a recent weekend in Chicago. But the reality is, we're living in dangerous times. Of the lives that were taken, one belonged to 10-year-old Gustavo, who was simply riding in a car with his dad when he was attacked. Can you believe that? An innocent kid. It reminded me of a story I heard recently about a USCCA member, David, whose own young sons were threatened by armed thugs during a trip to the barbershop. David was forced to defend his family with his firearm, killing one thug and wounding the other. The good news is, the USCCA was there to guide David through the devastating aftermath. I talk to you about it every day. Visit armedandresponsible.com to hear all the shocking details from David's story and see the live news footage that captured the very moment he was forced to shoot on tape. It's there. And while you're there, discover how you too can protect your family's future from the unthinkable. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Visit the site today and learn how to protect your family. armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Let's go right to the Breitbart News Hotline. You know that crazy, whacked out alt-right site, you know, right? You know, that one? Yeah, uh-huh. We're talking to A.W.R. Hawkins, the great award-winning. When I say award-winning, I mean two awards in the last 2 years at the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference, Gun Rights Defender of the Year, and Gun Rights Journalist of the Year. Back-to-back, that's never been done before by a journalist. A.W.R. Hawkins, welcome back to the show, brother.
Hey, great to be back.
Concealed carry killers caused over 1,000 deaths since 2007, according to the Violence Policy Center. Since 2007, concealed carry killers caused over 1,000 deaths since 2007. They failed to take into consideration. It's 2007, so that's how many years is that, 10 years? So they failed to take into consideration that over a 10-year period, if we use the low end of the Bureau of Justice Statistics reports of 180,000 lives saved by concealed carry permit holders every year, if you want to do the math, 187,000 or 180,000 times how many? What did I say? How many years?
10.
Times 10 years? Oh, yeah, that's 1,180,000. So this number, AWR, is statistically insignificant, yet the Violence Policy Center wants to tell us that 1,000 people with concealed carry licenses killed over 1,000 people since 2007, flat out ignoring how many lives are saved every day, which is, by the way, on the low end of the scale, 247 lives a day in this country saved by concealed carry permit holders. So I say that for a reason, because I want to go right over to your piece. 24 times citizens used guns to save lives in the last 6 weeks. AWR, you've got them listed here in bullet points. On June 27th, on June 28th, on July 5th, on July 10th, on July 11th, on July 17th, on July 18th, also on July 18th, on July 23rd, also on July 23rd, on July 25th, and on. Why aren't we hearing this?
I mean, a lot of the people, particularly the people we were talking about when we were talking about the First Amendment, the news outlets that are dedicated to the left, that are advocates for the left, they can't cover this because it goes against their gun control template, because you only have to hear one or two of these stories to understand how the Second Amendment works in action every day when law-abiding citizens use a gun to defend their lives, their dignity, their property.
Let me pull one out. And just by fluke, I looked at July 25th, and it happens to be right down the street from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. On July 25th, Breitbart News reported that a DeKalb County, Georgia homeowner shot and killed a male home invasion suspect who was dressed like a woman. Suspect died on the scene. He broke into the house, according to WSB, wearing a wig and had arched eyebrows, DeKalb County police. There were no charges. The homeowner gave him a warning. Suspect continued to approach, and he fired one shot. Made it clear. The homeowner, DeKalb County Police Lieutenant Lonzie Robertson, made it clear that the homeowner acted in self-defense. And we can go on and on and on and on and on with these stories, as we do. Yet the New Jersey Times, or whoever it was, the, you know, gun-hating rag up there, wants to talk about a statistically insignificant number. Now, at the bottom of the hour, just for, so you know, listen, I'm going to be talking with Dr. John Lott, More Guns, Less Crime, about just how statistically insignificant those numbers are. But you do a service, AWR, by not only writing about these stories, but giving us fodder to discuss them, because the mainstream media won't. And you're absolutely correct. It just exposes their hypocrisy. But at some point in time, you've got to think that the tide has to turn. This is laughable that they can't even talk about this, isn't it?
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it just shows what they are, who they are. And sadly, it also shows who's watching them. People watching those networks are gullible, ignorant, or they're just not paying a lot of attention. And that latter group, those are the ones that we're hoping to catch. Those are the ones you're hoping to catch, because they're still in a teachable position. And we just got to show them that they're not listening or seeing the truth on those outlets. And I think CNN has done the world a favor this year. Since Trump's inauguration, CNN has done yeoman's work, showing its own inept,
right,
ness, I should say. And so, you know, these outlets are a joke. They're not covering news. They're covering Democrat talking points.
You got one here from August 10th. Concealed permit holder intervenes and holds robbery suspect at gunpoint. I guess the New York Times and the rest of them forgot that. All right, let's go in the essence of time, because I've only got you for a few more minutes. Kamala Harris, past time to ban private ownership of assault weapons. there's talk from the crazy left that Kamala Harris should run for president. So, again, this is what we face, right?
Right. Well, here's what's crazy. Hillary Clinton just lost on a gun control campaign, just lost running for president on gun control. So I sure hope Senator Harris follows in her footsteps. If she wants to run for president, please talk about gun control. Please tell us that you're coming to take away our AR-15s, our AKs, so on and so forth, that we're not going to be able to buy them anymore, that quote-unquote high-capacity magazines are going to be gone, they're going to be destroyed. Please keep telling us that, and that will help the Republican win. It'll help Donald Trump win in 2020 is all it'll do. So I appreciate it.
I've never seen a national election. I think the two of us have had the discussion on and off air. I've never seen a national election won on a gun control platform ever. So, yeah, I'm with you. Come on, Kamala Harris. Bring it on. Talk about it. Let Americans know what you want to take away from them. Please right. Tell them that and be open about it. Don't hide behind it, but actually be open about it. Be the first honest socialist to step up and say, I want to take your guns. You know what? I'd respect her for that. And let the chips fall where they may. It'd be bye-bye, Kamala Harris. One more thing before I let you go. Seattle gun tax being upheld. I've painted this as the only thing I can paint it as, AWR Hawkins. Bad news for gun owners. Your quick take before you got to fly.
Yeah, horrible news for gun owners, and even worse news for the rule of law. Because Washington has a preemptive act, and that preemptive act bars municipalities and cities from enacting gun control more stringent than the state has, yet the Washington Supreme Court upheld this. So bad news for gun owners, terrible news for the rule of law.
Across the country, not just Washington, I want to make that clear. If you were listening in the previous hour, I was talking with Alan Gottlieb about this very topic, intimately involved. His organization has sued on three times the city of Seattle on this, two times, maybe three times on this. Won two, lost one, and the loss in this one was a big one. The Seattle Times editorial board, AWR, flat out admitted that the ruling was a stretch, but that's okay because Seattle is being noble. So the ends justify the means. Everything we tell you comes out to be true time after time after time. AWR, it's tough being right all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this, I'll tell you, on this one, it's easy. It's easy to be right, but it's still painful because the rule of law has been trampled. That's the bottom line.
It has, and as Alan Gottlieb reminded us, a new front has been opened up, and it's a big one. It's a big one. It's going to be very, very costly across the country. It's a tough one. AWR Hawkins, I know you got to fly. You're heading over. Tell us where you're going to be right now, and then where people can find you real quick.
XM 125 in about 2 minutes with Breitbart News Sunday.
Man, I'm telling you, God bless you, AWR, for everything you do and getting the word out there all over the country, back to back to back. Sorry to see you go in your regular time slot, but I understand. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thank you, bud, for everything you do. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Oh, man, we're getting ready to come back with Dr. John Lott. More guns, less crime. CrimeResearch.org. Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC. And author of too many books. I can't even tell you. But John Lott will be here in just a moment. We'll talk a little bit about that Seattle tax with him and find out what's going to happen next.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You know, I talk about Chicago with you each and every day on the radio program, don't I? So I wish I could say I was shocked to hear the Chicago Tribune report that 56 people were wounded, 11 of them fatally, over a recent weekend in Chicago. But the reality is, we're living in dangerous times. Of the lives that were taken, one belonged to 10-year-old Gustavo, who was simply riding in a car with his dad when he was attacked. Can you believe that? An innocent kid. It reminded me of a story I heard recently about a USCCA member, David, whose own young sons were threatened by armed thugs during a trip to the barbershop. David was forced to defend his family with his firearm, killing one thug and wounding the other. The good news is, the USCCA was there to guide David through the devastating aftermath. I talk to you about it every day. Visit armedandresponsible.com to hear all the shocking details from David's story and see the live news footage that captured the very moment he was forced to shoot on tape. It's there. And while you're there, discover how you too can protect your family's future from the unthinkable. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Visit the site today and learn how to protect your family. armedandresponsible.com. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. How the heck are you? Bottom of the hour. We're moving up towards the top of the second hour of the broadcast. I'm going to be talking now with Dr. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, founder of CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center. And believe me, you need to go here. Everything you need to know, every study that's been put out by John, all of access to all of his books and this vast, vast wealth of information that Dr. Lott is responsible for at CPRC is available at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. I'll cheat right now and tell you it's a go-to source for me and for many others in the pro-rights movement. Simply an invaluable source of information. Dr. Lott, welcome to the program, my friend.
Great to talk to you again, Mark.
Always a pleasure. And thank you for being here on short notice, too. I appreciate it. John, let me go to a couple things here. I just want to kind of set something up. Really, two topics I want to cover with you today. One of them in particular, and I kind of just alluded to it with AWR Hawkins, because over on Breitbart News, AWR wrote a piece titled 24 Gun Uses Saving Lives over the last few days alone, or over the last month, and he highlights these stories that I call happy ending stories, meaning that good people prevail and are alive today because they had a firearm. On your site at crimeresearch.org, you have 7 defensive gun uses in public over 7 days, and that's, you know, you continue to highlight these, and you know what the numbers are. We all know what Gary Kleck study back in the early 90s was, up to 2.5 million, and the Bureau of Justice Statistics report, I think, was as low as 180,000, which is still 200-plus defensive gun uses a day. It's crazy, the numbers. And then over here, John, the New Jersey, what is it, NewJerseyToday.net on the 10th highlights, and I quote the headline, concealed carry killers caused over 1,000 deaths since 2007. Now, that's a 10-year period, John. Let's talk statistics here with you, which you're very good at. But if I'm correct and my math is right, even using Bureau of Justice statistic reports at 180,000 annually on the low end of the spectrum, gun saving lives during that same period was over, you know, close to 2 million at 1.8 million. Am I doing the wrong math, or is this number of 1,000 over 10 years statistically insignificant?
I don't want to talk about this. You and I have gone over this before. It's just the claim is from the Violence Policy Center.
Right.
People can look. I've written I don't know how many articles, and we've talked about this before, about the Violence Policy Center stuff. It's they had over a 10-year period, it was 969 cases, and it's simply not credible numbers. 40% of their deaths, or the deaths presumably came from Michigan, and one can go through that. But what you find is that and about 300 of those are suicide. But even if you look at the 79 homicides that they're claiming from Michigan over 10 years, what you find when you break it down is that they're double, triple, quadruple counting what are good cases and classifying them as bad. So you have a situation where if there's a news story, they'll count it. And you have many cases where somebody who uses a gun legitimately in public will be arrested. Police will do that unless they're sure about what happens until they get a chance to investigate. And then let's say the case, you know, you could be released the next day. There's no follow-up news story, so they count that as a bad case. But you could have cases where you have a news story, and then the case is pending for two or three calendar years, and then the person is found not guilty by having acted in justifiable self-defense. Well, there's a Michigan State Police report that comes out each year that lists pending cases as well as convictions. It seems like any reasonable person would just count the convictions. You wouldn't count pending cases and convictions. But the Violence Policy Center has an axe to grind on this. And so they count news stories, pending cases, and convictions. The problem is, you can't count all three. You should just count only convictions, unless you have some argument for why they're somehow able to put in pending cases but then miss the cases when there's a conviction involved. But when you count all three of those, you're going to be counting many cases which are good as bad, and it just and you're going to be multiple counting even the bad cases.
So, in essence, the violence policy numbers can be disregarded.
I mean, it's a complete joke. I mean, so I think for Michigan over that 10 years, there's like 14 convictions.
It saddens me to see that.
That's about 1.4 a year. So, you know, it would be better if it was less than one conviction a year. Sure, it would be better if it was less than one conviction a year. This is
right.
For manslaughter. But even those convictions, you have to understand, it also includes things like motor vehicle deaths. And, you know, it's not really obvious to me why you want to go and include things like somebody, you know, in a manslaughter case, you were driving too fast and you got into a car accident. And so, you know, or you ran a stoplight and you hit somebody. Is something that's relevant to counting the dangers of concealed carry permits.
John, let me switch gears with you. Because I just got you for the half hour, so I want to move through a whole bunch of stuff with you. Seattle gun tax.
You can find all this by just going to our website at crimeresearch.org. And, you know, we have a little search bar on the side, which goes and you can put in VPC, Violence Policy Center, and just search. I think we also have a tab on the left-hand column that says, ask how law-abiding permit holders are, that will have all the information people need.
And it does. In fact, over on the side, it's CPRC research, pre-CPRC research, about CPRC background checks, Bloomberg groups, concealed carry, on down the line. As I said, it is a wealth of information, crimeresearch.org. John, let me move over to Seattle quickly. I've been spending some time talking with Alan Gottlieb over the past week and again on today's broadcast about Seattle 8-1 decision, Washington State Supreme Court in an 8-1 decision upholding Seattle's gun tax. Now, man, oh, man, there's so many different holes we could go down with a gun tax in Seattle, but I want to get your perspective on this because the gun dealers are moving, and according to Alan, in the last hour, there's only about two left, and it looks like one of them might not make it and the other one is going to move. You know, what are they trying to pull?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing that Democrats do all over the place. I just had a piece this last week in the Chicago Tribune. Again, people can find on our website, crimeresearch.org, which goes and talks about how Democrats want to impose all sorts of costs on people being able to go and buy guns. It's just not the taxes that you have there. They want to make it costly to get concealed carry permits in terms of fees. So like in New York City, it's like $450 to get a permit for 3 years, plus there's additional training. You have the Democratic governor of Connecticut who wants to increase the fees for getting a permit from the state fee from $70 to $300. But when you add the local fees and the training and everything else, you're talking about well over $500 to get a concealed carry permit. You know, this year, Texas lowered its fee for getting a permit from $140 to $40, but only 32% of the Democrats in the state house voted the two times that were necessary in order to get the legislation through the state house. If it was only Democrats making the decision, it wouldn't have gotten through anywhere in the state legislature.
John, let me stop you there because we're getting ready to take a break, and I want to leave it right there because I know you were on with Scott Sloan talking about this, too, and it's up on the interview. I enjoyed listening to the interview. But the way it's phrased up on your site, I love it, how Democrats are working to have only the wealthy own guns. And, you know, when you hear this conversation, you got to wonder, is that exactly what they're doing? And so, of course, that's what the end result is. I'm talking with John Lott, crimeresearch.org. We'll be back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
ArmedandResponsible.com. Visit ArmedandResponsible.com to make sure that you have all of the information necessary to avoid financial destruction, literal financial ruin, in, God forbid, the event that you have to use your lawfully and responsibly carried firearm to defend your life or that of someone you care about. Or even, in many cases, a complete stranger, like the story I've been telling you for a couple weeks about the young lady out in Vegas and a Good Samaritan coming to her aid and taking care of the individual, her ex-boyfriend, who was trying to kill her, basically, and found himself in a lot of hot water, arrested. USCCA came to his defense and saved his tail from financial ruin. But the news clips and all the footage, everything's there for you at armedandresponsible.com, our new website. I'm not sure how long this information is going to be up there and the site's going to be up, so make sure to take advantage of it now if you would. I'm talking with John Lott, crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. It's very important that you help support John and the CPRC. I'm telling you, it's John and the CPRC that are doing all of the work necessary to provide the truth, not those bogus VPC violence policy numbers. That's why I wanted to bring that to your attention with John, to see that's what the left runs with when the real information is at your disposal. It's at your fingertips at crimeresearch.org. John, welcome back. Let me go over to the Chicago piece, your Chicago Tribune editorial that appeared on August 7th. I think the opening paragraph, then I'm going to drop down and bring the two together, but I think this kind of sums everything up. When it comes to voting rights, any obstacles outrage liberals. Even free government-issued IDs are viewed as disenfranchising poor and disproportionately black people. But when it comes to the right to own a gun for self-defense, liberals don't hesitate to pile on fees, ID requirements, expensive training, and onerous background checks, as you were alluding to, the costs of those in some of those blue states. But I drop down farther down, and essentially, I'll just kind of paraphrase here, what it says is this leaves wealthy and connected, politically connected individuals like New York and in Illinois, no doubt, like Robert De Niro. Are they intentionally doing this, or is this just the end result? Which one do you think it is?
Well, I guess over time, I've come to believe that they're doing it intentionally. I've given you examples before, but for example, in Colorado in 2013, when they were passing the background checks on private transfers for guns, I got a call from a couple of state legislators asking me what amendment I would put up on the bill that they had. And one of the parts of the bill was they have a state tax on any gun transfers. And I suggested that they put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay that tax. You know, but you only had two Democrats in the state house, two pro-gun Democrats, who voted against that tax, that state tax on transferring guns. You have similar types of things that have happened in Maryland and other states. And the question is, how many taxes can you think of that Democrats will fight tooth and nail against repealing for people below the poverty level? And, you know, you look at the votes on these concealed carry permit fees and other things, and the Democrats are the ones who are continually pushing for higher fees.
You know, it's interesting because we're talking about what happened in Seattle, and when you get into the weeds about the taxes and these issues, when they tax the ability to collect that tax out of their municipality, that, of course, becomes their end game. And the difficulty that they face then is they no longer can use the excuse that they put in place to put that tax in place as an excuse anymore, because it's not going to provide the revenue that they claimed it would. So I guess the whole mantra of, well, we need to do this for studying gun violence and fixing gun violence isn't going to work, because the gun violence in Chicago, or excuse me, in Seattle, is not going to drop as a result of that, is it, John?
I mean, to the extent that they make it more difficult, more costly, particularly for the poorest individuals in that area, ones who are most likely to be living in dangerous areas and crime-ridden areas, to be able to go and protect themselves, they make it relatively easier for criminals to go and commit crimes, and they make it so that those victims are less able to defend themselves.
You know, I found it interesting in your piece, and I'll just quote here from the, again, this is from the Chicago Tribune on August 7th. You can read it yourself. Just Google it up, John Lott, editorial, Chicago Tribune. In New York City, permits
seem to... find it on our website.
Right, on crimeresearch.org, too. It's right on the front page. Thank you, John. In New York City, permits seem to go only to a politically approved segment of the rich and powerful. This includes union heads and people such as Donald Trump, Lawrence Rockefeller, Howard Stern, and Robert De Niro. Those who aren't politically approved, Fox News' John Stossel, for instance, don't get permits no matter how much evidence they provide about death threats they've received. I mean, you can only draw one conclusion there, John. You agree with me? Okay for me, not for thee. That's the only conclusion you can come to.
I mean, there they have people that have can document many death threats. It's not, having death threats isn't sufficient to be able to go and get the police in New York City or in Los Angeles to go and give those individuals permits. You know, it's, you basically have to be a politically approved, powerful person. So you have, we were able to get a list of the permit holders in Los Angeles County. And, you know, basically they're wealthy, powerful, politically powerful white males overall. Nationwide, you're about 36% of permit holders now are women. In Los Angeles, it was about 7%. Half of Los Angeles almost is Hispanic. Only about 6.5% of the permit holders in Los Angeles County are Hispanic. Only 5% are Black. And, you know, you look at other states like Texas or what have you, where you don't have to get approval by this county sheriff to be able to go and get a permit, and you see a much more diverse group of people. The fastest growing group of concealed carry permit holders in Texas is Black women. And, you know, in Los Angeles County, that would be impossible for something like that to occur, because you have to get approval from the sheriff, and the sheriff gives it to people like, you know, large donors to his campaign. In San Francisco County, for a number of years, the only permit holder was the private lawyer for the county sheriff.
Unbelievable. You know, John, we're getting ready to close out this hour. I want to drive people over to crimeresearch.org, where they can find all of this. All of this information is there. But I have to say this, John, when you look at this over time and hear the conversation as you explain this in ways that people don't get from the mainstream media ever. They'll never get this from the mainstream media. They'll get it on shows like this. They'll get it from your website at crimeresearch.org. But you can only draw one conclusion here, because the racial component begins to become exposed. And you can break that down in cities, like you just said, with the statistics in Los Angeles. And you can make inferences about what we see in Texas, for example, and what we see, and the, you know, the real disenfranchisement and the Second Amendment being used to do that. There's a huge racial component to this. It's remarkable, the research that you've done, and thank you for doing it. John Lott, crimeresearch.org.
Democrats claim that they care about poor and they care about blacks, and yet when they actually have a chance to demonstrate that, they obviously don't trust those individuals, poor black people with guns, to be able to go and protect themselves.
Not when it comes to firearms. John Lott, thank you, my friend. We're getting ready to end this hour. I appreciate it very much. Crimeresearch.org. John Lott does amazing work. Please support his efforts at crimeresearch.org. It's extremely important. You don't hear this information anywhere else. It's incredibly frustrating. Man, until we meet again in the next hour, Armed American Radio will be back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with Charles Heller from AZCDL. Oh, it's going to be a great interview. Until then, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't find yourself in a gun-free zone. See you in a second.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.